President Obama this evening bestowed the Medal of Freedom on Alaskan Bonnie Carroll. She's a military widow who founded a service organization called TAPS to help family members of those who die in uniform. Many of the 16 others honored with her at the White House today are household names and Hollywood icons like Willie Mays, Barbara Streisand, James Taylor, and Steven Spielberg. Carroll may not be as well known, but as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, her life was already cinematic.
As President Obama put it, when Bonnie Carroll's world turned upside down, she healed by helping others.
And each year, TAPS holds seminars and workshops for military families across the country. Through their Good Grief camps, they bring together children of our fallen to learn how to cope with loss, to honor the legacy of their heroes, and to try and have some fun as well. As one Gold Star child who lost her father in Iraq said, "Because of TAPS, I know someone is by my side."
The award is the nation's highest civilian honor. But Carroll's journey never lacked for superlatives. Consider her love story. In 1988, Carroll was a West Wing aide drawn into an unfolding drama in the Alaskan Arctic. A family of gray whales was marooned in a rapidly freezing ocean. President Reagan asked Carroll to offer White House assistance. So Carroll called the commander of the Alaska National Guard, Tom Carroll, and he turned out to be the love of her life. Their story is a plot line in Big Miracle, a Hollywood movie about the whale saga.
We will do everything we can to help these poor creatures.
The National Guard will pull the icebreaker where it's desperately needed.
The pull should be a piece of cake.
Nothing's that simple in the Arctic.
They married in real life, and Carroll moved to Anchorage, where she worked in the district attorney's office. Then, in 1992, General Carroll and seven other soldiers died when their plane crashed as they approached Juneau. Bonnie Carroll, speaking just before the White House ceremony, recalled how stunned she was.
It does not sink in for a very long time that something of that magnitude is real. It's impossible to comprehend. You cannot possibly understand at that moment that you will never see that person again.
At the DA's office and as a volunteer, Carroll had worked with crime victims. She had even helped family members cope with a prior military plane crash.
And, you know, I really thought with all this experience and training, when the Army Guard crash happened, I thought, well, I'll be able to help everybody. I'm prepared. And that fantasy lasted about 30 seconds.
When your heart finally allows your brain to grasp the enormity of it, Carroll says, the grief is debilitating.
But the strongest support I found were with the other widows who also lost their husbands on that day in that crash.
From that experience, she founded the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors in 1994. The nonprofit, like so much else, transformed after 9/11. Carroll says TAPS and the Red Cross were the only two organizations within the Pentagon's Family Assistance Program.
So we were there on the front line for those families. And today, many of the Pentagon surviving families are now peer mentors to our newly bereaved of today. So from that, we really transitioned very quickly into a whole new organization with a new level of response and care.
With the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, Carroll says the family members helped by TAPS grew to 50,000. She says she's not exactly sure how she came to be considered for the Medal of Freedom.
We're very blessed to have the support of the Commander-in-Chief, who personally recognizes service and sacrifice. I don't know who actually did the nominating, but I take this as a recognition of the sacrifices made by this nation.
Among others honored with Carroll were baseball great Yogi Berra, Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski, and violinist Yitzhak Perlman. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.